Welcome, everyone, to the Talking Reef Podcast. Questions and comments are always welcome. Please send them to podcast@talkingreef.com. And don't forget to visit our website at www.talkingreef.com. Now, here's the show. Welcome to the Talking Reef Podcast, the weekly talk show that brings you topics and discussions on marine and reef aquariums. I'm your host, Rob Weatherly. Well, welcome back, everyone. Sorry about last week. Just really, really busy. Went away for the weekend and just played catch-up the entire week and couldn't get things together to get out a good show for you. So instead of throwing together something real quick, I decided to skip the week. And that's okay, because we actually something good came out of that. I had a conversation with one of our forum members who is also a member of the Atlanta Reef Club and someone who is involved in a conference that's coming up in a couple months. And that's what this show is about this week. This week, Kevin from the Atlanta Reef Club, who is playing a primary role in putting on the conference known as Saltwater U, is going to be joining us to talk about the conference, what it's about, and everything that you want to know about it. So before we get into that, we got another Talking Reef tip done by TJ. So we're going to go ahead and get into play that tip for you, and then we'll get into the interview.
Hello, everyone. This is TJ with this week's Reef Keeping Tip. Now, this week's tip came from my own version of Rob's disaster. Yes, we're all familiar with Rob's unfortunate event with his tank. Well, I had my own unfortunate event about 2 weeks ago while I was on vacation out of the country. So this week's tip has to do with vacations. Specifically, what you should probably do to make sure that somebody who is watching your tank and is not a reefer will be able to handle most incidents. Now, what happened to my tank? Well, while I was gone, a tube off of a pump that feeds my protein skimmer came off, and the pump turned into everyone's worst nightmare, which was a geyser, shooting water up out of my refugium, draining my tanks about halfway. Just by chance, my tank watcher, my sister-in-law, came home early that day and found, a flood in my basement where my refugium is. So, how do we take care of things like this? Because that fitting has been like that for years without a problem, and now, one time I'm out of town, something bad happens. Murphy shows up. So what should we do? Well, first of all, go over your entire system. And I'm not talking about just making sure certain drains are clear of obstructions and other things are well-maintained, your pumps and things, but check the fittings. Make sure everything is tight. Make sure all your tubes are clamped down tightly. Check any zip ties that you have. You might want to replace them with new ones. Make sure parts aren't wearing out, because like I just found out, just because it's been working great doesn't mean it's going to continue to work great. And if it's going to fail, it's going to be at the worst possible moment. Also, keep ample supplies of both fresh and salt water available. I know a lot of people out there keep a nice big RODI tub available because they have to do their top off, but a lot of times some people don't have salt water handy. I do, so it wasn't that big of a deal to replace the lost salt water, but you might want to set yourself up a large bin with a small pump and a heater so you always have fresh salt water available. If you can't do it all the time, you definitely want to have a large supply set up of both fresh and salt while you're on a vacation. The other thing you want to do, and I found this out the hard way this last week, was to keep all your electronics off the floor. Because of my disaster, I lost a chiller, and chillers aren't cheap. Yeah, when the geyser went skybound, the water came down on top of the chiller and fried out the chiller. In the winter here where I'm at in Wisconsin, not that big of a deal to run without a chiller, except if this was the middle of summer, I'd be in trouble. So you're going to want to keep your electronics off the ground and out of the way from any potential hazards that might come up. Because I don't care how well you've thought something through or how good something is, chances are, and we've all been there, something's going to fail, you're not going to be around to fix it, and you will get a frantic call from your tank watcher like I did, not knowing what to do. And then you have to try to walk them over the phone step by step how to fix things if they can be fixed. Thankfully, mine was relatively easy, but yours may not be. So try to remember that when you're going on a vacation and someone who doesn't normally watch your tank is watching it, you want to make sure you leave them plenty of supplies. And I also do a step-by-step instruction guide, which I print out from the computer, which includes lots of photographs in simple, non-reefer language for just about any disaster that they could come across. So that's going to be my final tip this week. And that is, make sure you give whoever's watching your tank a very easy to follow with photographs and simple language guide that they can resolve most problems with. Now, to resolve a problem, that may mean just simply unplugging a plug and not running a pump if something were to happen. But in my situation, it was much more involved, and you want to make sure they're capable of handling that in case of disaster striking like it did with me. I'd like to hear what you do for vacation and what kind of tips you might suggest or what kind of events you've had in the past regarding disasters where you knew weren't around. So send me your vacation tips and stories to tips, T-I-P-S, at podcop.net. That's tips at podcop, P-O-D-C-O-P.net, and maybe we can get them on next week's show. Back to you, Rob.
Thanks, TJ, and yes, those are some great tips and something that a lot of people should really pay attention to. I have one thing that I'd like to add on top of what you've already said, and that's for whoever's watching over your tank while you're gone, leave them a couple names and numbers, some contact information for some fellow reefers or other local reefers in your area. This is very beneficial because, like you said, trying to walk somebody through this stuff over the phone, if it's something minor, that's not a big deal. But if you have something that's semi-involved or anything like that, having somebody that lives close by that your tank sitter can call at any point and say, hey, you know, I'm watching, you know, this tank and I need some help because we're having this problem, that they can come over and just help that person through it, it's invaluable. So especially if you're in a local club, you know, another reason to meet local reefers and to get involved in reefing communities is meet some people and you can get them involved and leave that contact information. So anyways, this show isn't about that, but I thought that was an important thing to add to what TJ said. So without further ado, I want to get moved on to the next topic, which is talking about saltwater U. Now, many of you may remember Kevin. Kevin is somebody that actually has done some work for the Talking Reef podcast before. Probably about a year ago now, Kevin did an a video of the Atlanta Aquarium, the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta. And that was done, that was actually just about a year ago, last March, I think. Kevin is back talking about Saltwater U, which is a conference that is put on by the Atlanta Reef Club. Let's get on to that topic. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the Talking Reef podcast.
Thanks, Rob, for having me here. It's a pleasure.
Good. Now, you're here to talk about Saltwater U and your involvement in it, what it is, what's going on, the ins and outs. But before we get into that, I was wondering if you could take a minute and tell us, well, for those of us that don't already know who you are, tell us who you are and what's your role in ARC, the Atlanta Reef Club, and Saltwater U.
Okay, thank you. My name's Kevin Jessup. I am the vice president of the Atlanta Reef Club for 2007, and I am the chair of the Saltwater U committee.
Now, by chair, does that mean you're the one that's basically heading up the whole thing?
Yes. For the past 2 years, there was someone else handling the event, but this after our second year, she decided to hand the reins over to myself.
Oh, exciting.
Getting a major undertaking.
Yes. So, all right. Well, let's kind of move on a little bit and get into the meat of this. Can you start by telling us what is Saltwater U, and most importantly, what makes it different from the other conferences? A lot of hobbyists are just hammered, you know, throughout the year of all the different conferences, and each one usually offers something a little bit unique. So, what is it that Saltwater U offers that makes it different?
Okay. First thing I want to start off with, Saltwater U, our motto is preservation through education. All right. That being, we kind of feel as if we're different from other conferences because we go outside the reef keeping hobby. We bring people in who specialize in scuba, or people who are this coming year we're bringing actually in a climatologist to talk about different things that will affect our oceans, the coral reefs, things that affect our daily lives. Even we try to involve people who may have an interest in our oceans, and eventually maybe these people will keep their own saltwater tanks down the road. So it's a very unique conference in those aspects. Another thing we do is, last year we instituted a new program, our teen program. We took about 15 kids last year down to Noah's Marine Sanctuary off of the coast of Georgia, where they learned about estuaries and the role that everything that you do in life affects the marine environment. And these kids are kids who have shown interest in marine biology and earth sciences to their teachers. And after the fact, we actually had several children last year come back and ask how they would pursue careers in marine biology. So that was very encouraging for us. So we're really trying to develop new minds along the way for people interested in all different types of saltwater hobbies.
Okay, so essentially what you've got here is you've got your standard hobbyist conference where you're going to have speakers and stuff like that, which we're going to talk about in a minute. They're going to talk about hobby-related stuff, activities, so on and so forth. But you take it to the next level for the people that, even I guess people that may not be in the hobby or may not be into it in, I guess you could say Uber reefers, you know. It's maybe the more lay person that may not know all the intricacies. But these people can still come and learn a lot about, I guess, the natural environment and this type of stuff from a more scientific or naturalist point of view, right?
Exactly.
Which may also be interesting for the people that are going. Obviously, most of the people that are going to be showing up at these conferences are probably along the lines of, reefers or Uber reefers. I'm sure we've got some newcomers going, but more importantly, I would think we've got a lot of spouses going, and this might, help spark the interest of some of them also.
Exactly. We want to kind of make this more than just the person interested in reef keeping, just their conference. We need to involve, our goal is to involve the spouses, involve the significant others, where they can come and still have a good time meeting people and learning something, but not necessarily 100% being talking about reef tanks.
Right,
And not being over the top.
Yeah.
A lot of conferences.
I'm sorry, most of the spouses usually get enough of that from us at home.
Very true. Very true.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say a lot of conferences are gearing towards the very high-end Aquarius. And where we have topics on that, we also have things that can intrigue people wanting to get into the hobby, and people who are the intermediate to beginners can get a lot out of these topics as well.
Right, right. Now, on that note, on getting stuff out of the topics, let's kind of segue over to those topics. You have a whole list of speakers planned for this year. You want to take a minute and give us a quick run through of the speakers and maybe some of the topics that they're going to be talking about?
Okay. We have several speakers this year. One of them has been on Talking Reef in the past, Jake Adams, who actually used to be a manager of a local fish store in Atlanta. He's going to be talking about something a little more advanced. He's going to be talking about fluid dynamics and how it affects the flow in your tank, because a lot of people don't necessarily have all our power heads and everything angled correctly to create the most natural environment.
Yes,
we're also bringing back Anthony Calfo. He's going to be doing a fragging demonstration, and kind of a lot of times Anthony has been known for his call to farm speech, but he's going to be going outside of that, talking about reef toxicology and going on the lines of his new magazine, See the Journal. We have someone coming from the aquarium. Exactly who that is, we're still trying to iron out, talking about the ins and outs of the Georgia Aquarium, since it is the largest aquarium in the world. We have Tullio Della Chia talking about advancements in aquarium lighting. Bob Fenner's coming back, talking about reef safe fish, as well as scuba diving. James Wiseman, who's actually one of the founders of Marsh. He was a co-founder of Marsh with Eric Borneman. And he's going to be doing the presentation on digital photography of marine life, you know, looking in your aquarium and also underwater photography. And he's going to be doing a workshop on that as well. And something that's really out of the norm, we're bringing in a local speaker. Her name is Kim Cobb. She's a PhD. She's out of Georgia Tech, and she is going to be talking on the topic called As the World Warms, Coral Records of Climate Change, kind of dealing with El Nino and tracking the prevalence of that over the past two millennia.
Interesting. Is that like a world climate, global warming, cooling type discussion type thing?
Yeah, it's something definitely going outside the reefing community and looking. She drills into the coral heads, but she'll go into a lot more of that one.
So it is very reefing related, just not reefing from a hobbyist standpoint, right?
Exactly. And with the abnormal weather events that we've had this past year, it's why we really want to incorporate something dealing with the climate, and especially since, you know, her emphasis is on El Nino, it's kind of perfect.
Gotcha. Makes a lot of sense. Is there any other speakers or anything else you wanted to bring up or mention there?
Those are our speakers that we're working on. Also, above and beyond the speakers, we are offering limited space workshops. Mm-hmm. Kind of, we're limiting to 10 or 15 people, where it's first come, first serve on coral fragging, where you can learn to frag coral with some of our speakers, as well as the photography workshop is going to be one-on-one. You know, it's a small intimate group where you can learn underwater photography and aquarium photography using your camera.
Now, is this something that if people were interested in that, I got two questions here. Is this included in the event? Is it a pre-registered thing? And is there an additional fee for it?
Okay. It is a pre-registered thing. As I said, we are limiting space in these, and there is a small fee. Okay. If you register before April 5th, it's $10.
Okay.
For one of these workshops, and we're limiting workshops to one workshop per person to try to get more people involved.
Okay.
After
so
April 5th, it only goes up to $15.
Okay. So for me, if I'm somebody attending the event, I would pick one of the two workshops to attend.
Exactly.
Okay.
One other thing we are doing is a large coral fragging demonstration. So mm-hmm. if you don't want to physically one-on-one kind of learn how to frag coral, there will be a large presentation on that everyone's invited to.
Oh, okay, good. Good. Now, with the photography one, if somebody is interested in that, I only bring this up because it's a little bit different than the coral fragging one. Obviously, you're probably not going to bring your corals in, but for the photography one, is this something that people should bring their digital cameras to if they do register for that?
Yeah, they would definitely want to bring their camera to the event so that the person giving the workshop will be able to say, okay, this is exactly, you need to make this setting,
perfect,
all the different things and how to properly light the coral or item that you're trying to take a picture of and get the best effects.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, moving on a little bit from there, let's talk a little bit about where and when and, you know, how much and this, that, and the other thing about it. So where is the conference being held this year? When is it being held and how much is registration?
Okay. First thing, it is over Cinco de Mayo. It's May 5th and 6th in Atlanta, Georgia. We are hosting it at the Marriott Marquis in Atlanta. The hotel is probably about 6 or 7 blocks from the Georgia Aquarium. There are lots of inexpensive hotels around the area. Our negotiated rate with the Marriott is $139 per night, which I understand can be a little expensive.
But as you noted, there's a lot of other ones around there that they can look at, right? People can look at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There's a lot of food close by. The cost of the event, if we are having pre-registration through April 5th, and we have several different types. We have an adult registration just for one person, which before April 5th is $49. If a couple, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, want to come, it's $95. Child registrations are $20, so families can reasonably bring their children to an event. Those are prices all before April 5th. After April 5th, the price for an adult registration will increase to $75. Couple registration will go up to $139, and the child registration will be $25.
Gotcha. All right. And you said that's close by to, you know, right down the street or whatever from the Georgia Aquarium. And, you know, this is in May, so you're going to have good weather, and it should be a great time of the year for this event too, right?
Yeah, it should be a very nice time of year. Last year we had wonderful weather for the event, so we'll just knock on wood and hope we get the same. And it's not a bad walk from the Marriott to the aquarium. There's the Centennial Olympic Parks right in between the two.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm very excited. I can't wait to get down there for this year. Now, you know, I guess now that we got the formalities out of the way, let's take a couple minutes before we wrap the show up. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. You know, you've spent a lot of time working on this. I know, you know, firsthand that you were a very active member on the Talking Reef forums, and then all of a sudden came Saltwater U. We never seen or heard from you again. So, and I know that a lot of that has to do with this, and it's taking up a lot of your time. But why don't you take a minute and tell us what it's been like for you to put together this conference and, you know, everything that's been going on?
Well, putting on a conference is, of course, a major ordeal. But when you have a good group of people, we put together a very good committee of people who've really supported me well.
Except for Gwen, right?
Gwen is one of them, and
I had to throw
she
that out
isn't
there
laughing. Gwen's done a great job. She works kind of behind the scenes on her website, as well as she's been working very closely with our team program, with the company she works for as well. Mm-hmm. Other people have kind of working out to get sponsors, which can be the hardest thing because a lot of people don't like asking for money.
Yeah.
And, you know, other people working on people's strengths is what you have to do in any of these events. And, you know, it's you learn a lot. And it's great to talk to these speakers and get to know these speakers as well. You know, a lot of times you feel that sometimes they're kind of untouchable, but they're just normal people.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, it's a humbling experience to put on something like this. It's this isn't a magna, you know, it's nothing of that magnitude, but we have several hundred attendees. So it's still going to be a good size event.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and I just want to rings true for me too, because doing a lot of the podcasts, I, you know, obviously I get a chance to work with a lot of different people, both, you know, some big name people and some not so big name people. But that it's so true. I mean, I think it was the last podcast I think I put out was the one with Sanjay when we did about lighting, and it's just great when you get to talk to these people and work with them. And then, you know, and like in that one, I was able to do like a half hour show with him. And then I think we spent another half hour, 45 minutes on the phone afterwards, just, you know, talking about various stuff. And, you know, they're great people. I've yet to meet anybody that just wasn't excellent to work with. So a lot of great people you get to meet.
They're wonderful people, and they're a lot of fun to be around. And a lot of the speakers at these conferences are very open. They love to talk to people. They love to work with the hobbyists and mm-hmm. get to know everybody.
Well, most
so
of them.
So they're very approachable.
I mean, all of them that I know, they do this because it's what they want to do. They really love it. This isn't like, you know, I'm going to say in most cases, it's not like their full-time job, you know, although their full-time job may be, you know, very much based around this, but they really have a passion for what they do. And it's you know, it makes it for a good experience.
Very true.
So what was the most challenging thing that you ran up against you doing this? I know it's kind of a tough question.
that really is. Most challenging thing. I don't know, I'd probably say, you know, even though we had a committee that was experienced, trying to take control as the leader, and try to get things moving, you know, initially I think was tough. But
to get the ball rolling.
Things started, but we got the ball rolling pretty early, this go around. we started planning pretty much just after the previous saltwater year. Mm-hmm. So it's been a lot easier than in the years past. But it's just trying to figure out, if you've never planned a conference before, it's just something that you, there's so many things you learn about along the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's exciting. You know, I can't wait for it. I almost made it last year, but some things came up and I wasn't able to make it. I was really, really bummed about that. But the plans are to be down there this year. Talking Reef will be there. A lot of us, you know, we're going to do our best to promote this and try to get a lot of people down there also. And then on that note, probably the Saturday night of the event, we're going to be putting together, you know, a very informal Saltwater U Talking Reef gathering. We're not exactly sure the details, so everybody stay tuned for those. But there's going to be, you know, we're going to put together something so everybody can kind of get together after the conference and have a good time. On that note, Kevin, was there anything else you wanted to add before we wrap up here?
Yeah, there's just two things. If anyone looks in the March issue of Reef Keeping Magazine, there is a link to the MASNA newsletter, which has a full-page ad from Saltwater U, so you can look at that, or you can check out saltwateru.com for more information or to register. And if you have any questions about that, my email address is on there. On the website, or we'll post it in the forums.
Sounds great. All right, Kevin. Well, best of luck to you. I know we're getting down, getting down to the wire here. Got a little over a month left, a month and a half or so left. So best of luck to you with this conference, and I can't wait till I finally get a chance to get down there and meet all of you guys firsthand. So, again, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll talk to you then.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Rob, and can't wait to meet you.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the show for this week. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin Jessup from the Atlanta Reef Club for joining us and talking about Saltwater U. Saltwater U is going to be held May 4th, 5th, and 6th in Atlanta, Georgia. Make sure you head over to saltwateru.com and check out all the rest of the details. As for me and the Talking Reef podcast, that's going to wrap it up this week. I will talk to you all next week with another episode. Thank you, and have a good week.